Okay, we're picking up five lines from the top of the Gimel Aleph. The Gemara was quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if they are in a reclined position, then one person can make the bracha for everyone. So the Gemara now is going to qualify this ruling. It says, Rav Amar Rav, Loshanu Ela Pasta Vayaseba. The Mishnah that taught that when could someone be motzi, someone else, through Shomeka only, has to be Haseba, that's only with regards to bread. However, yain lo bayaseba, wine does not require you to be in a leaning position, that even if a person is in a regular position, you'd be allowed to be motzi other people, okay? So that's Rav's opinion. Rabbi Yochanan Rafilo Yayin Nami Bahaseba. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even wine, you would need this position of reclining in order to create the kavius where someone can be motzi others. Okay, that's the first version. There's a second version of what the machlokah says. Rav, Amar Rav, lo shana la pasta mehani lehaseba. According to this version, Rav says only bread requires and works to help you have haseba that you could do shemeka ona. Val yain lo mehani lehaseba. Even if you wanted to be motzi through shemeka ona when you're reclining, according to Rav, that would not be a good way to be motzi through amen shemeka ona. The shemeka ona. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu yain nami mehani lehaseba. Rabbi Yochanan says even wine. It would work to have haseba if you recline, then to be motzi other people, that would be okay. The question is, what would Rabbi Yochanan say about other items? Would he agree with Rav, what would Rav really hold? So it seems to me many Rishonim seem to indicate that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that when it comes to every other item besides for wine and pas, which are two chashuv things, there is no kvias that you could create to be motzi someone else in Shemeh Keone. And the Ramah paskins like this lechadchila. So lechadchila, a person should not be motzi someone else in the bracha, bor pre'eitz, or any other bracha, if they don't need it for another reason. And the same thing would be with al mechi and al gefen. The same thing. You can only do that b'di'evet. Okay, so either way, the Gemara now is going to ask, Mesi Vei, we ask a question of Rav's halacha, Ketzad Seder HaSeba, what is the procedure for reclining in the meals? So the guests would enter and they would sit on the benches and chairs outside of the room, until they arrived and enter the main room. Then they would bring them in while they're waiting, they would give them water. Sounds like what we'd have like a shmor. We have like a first meal and then we go into the main room for a different meal. So they would have first, they would give them water. So then they would wash one hand. They would wash one hand. So why are they washing one hand? So Rashi seems to say that it was because the din of washing your hands is because you have to have it prior to the shtia, which is going to be taloi, and the din that we're going to mention in the eighth parak about the achoria kos and things like that. Tosos give a different explanation. Tosos say that it's because of kavanah bracha that your hands should be make sure you have it clean, even for when you're making a boy prayer guffin. So either way, you're washing one hand. You're washing the hand that you're holding the cup in. So kol echad vechad notel yado echad balem yayin, and then when the wine comes is being brought out, kol echad vechad varech latzmo. Each one makes their own bracha. Okay. Alu v'seba. So then after they left this main room, like we have like the shmor, you go into the main room where you're then gonna have the main meal. They would go into that room and balam mayim, they would bring them water. Even though they already washed one of their hand, meaning let's say they were holding the cup in their right hand, so they already have their right hand is washed. He would wash both hands. According to Tosos, I understand very nicely, because the first one was just covered for the first bracha, but it's not the same dinim as Netilas Sadaim. However, according to Rashi, why is it that you need to wash both hands? So Rashi seems to indicate because you're eating with both your hands, and I guess it seems to be that there's going to be some sort of hesech hadas that you didn't have the same level of washing your hands for the bor per gefen as you would for washing the tilas yadayim. So therefore, you have to wash both hands, even the right hand that you washed before. Okay, so continues Gemara now. Bala amyayin. As they brought to them the wine, even though everyone already made a bracha here, now echad v'rach l'kula, one person would say the bor per gefen and be motzi all of them. So why are they being motzi all of them? Why are you making a new bar paragraph? And Tosfos point out over here, Rashi also points this out that it would be because you have a shinei makom. If you have a shinei makom, everyone would then make a new bracha. Okay, continues the Gemara now. So what is the kasha? So that was all the braces said. So the Gemara now says lahayach lishna damar rav loshenu ela pasta bayaseba yain lo bayaseba. So according to the first version, which Rav says that wine doesn't require you to have reclining in order to be motzi someone else, you don't need to have haseba to be reclining in order to be motzi through wine, then it says the Gemara, kasha risha, the first part of the braces is going to be difficult. Why? Because the first part of the braces says that when they're all served the wine together outside of the main room, each one is making a bracha for himself. But according to Rav, you don't need that. So why is it that one person couldn't say the bracha for everyone in the risha? Says the Gemara now, Shani Orchin de Dasayu Lameikar, that the difference, the guests are different over here because they are going from place to place. So even though that normally sitting down is enough according to Rav and not necessarily reclining, however, here, since they're mamish on the go, then you can't really create a kvius in order to be motzi, in order for them to be motzi other people. And that's why this case is fundamentally different. Okay? So that was according to the first version. However, the second version, according to the second version, which Rav said the Mishnah was talking about, was reclining, what is a good way, but wine, you can't do haseba in order to be motzi someone, so then kasha seifa. The last part said that when they get into the main room, one person could be motzi everyone else in the bor paragraf. And according to the second, the latter version of Rav that we had, Rav says you're not even yotze at all when you're motzi someone else, meaning that's not a valid way. So says the Gemara, what's the answer over there? Shaini hasam, demigo de kamahani le haseba lepas, behani le haseba le yayin, that since the haseba works to create a kvias for bread, so memela we're allowing it to work for a case of bor paragrafen. But bor paragrafen alone, the haseba would not be good enough. It continues the Mishnah, bai lehem yayin besocha mazon. Okay, so if they had wine brought to them during the meal, then each one says a bracha for himself. However, if they brought to them after the meal, the one would make the bracha for everyone. That was what the Mishnah told us. It says in Gemara, Shalu es ben Zoma. They asked ben Zoma, why did the Mishnah say, in the middle of the meal, then everyone makes the bracha for himself. However, after they're finished eating and it's the dessert time, then one person can make the bracha for everyone who's drinking the wine. So what's the question? Is that Kol Shekein, if there's about kvias, then in the middle of the meal, there's more kvias. We're mamish in the middle of our meal. Once we're all finished the meal, then it's less of a kvias, and yet we're allowed to be motzi everyone else. So it says the Gemara, Amar Lahem, Hovel V'ein Beis HaPliya Panei, because literally your throat's not clear when they're saying the bracha over there, so then we're afraid of, what are we afraid of? So it's actually Machlokas. Rashi seems to say that the reason is because everyone's going to be eating, they're not going to have kavana for the bracha. However, others say that no, there's a problem of choking. Is that we're afraid that you're gonna be eating the food, all of a sudden you hear the person say, like, you know, shh, and they're about to make a bor paragrafen. So then they're gonna like quickly swallow and they're gonna afraid they're gonna choke. So that's the reason not to have it. So either way, there's the difference because whether it's not gonna have kavana or will have kavana, that would be, so Tosas actually asked a question that maybe if you say Savir Ranan, I mean, no, if you say Savir Ranan to have everyone pay attention, maybe that should be a reason they say, no, maybe that's a low plug, we won't allow it. But we see clearly Tosas quote the Minog of what we have to say Savir Ranan to make everyone pay attention. Now really pay attention to have bimotzi in the bracha. Okay, so that's what comes out over here, and that's what the Gemara says. Now continues, the last ruling of the Mishnah said, "Hu omer ala mugmar," the one who said the bracha on the wine is going to be the one who says the bracha on the fragrance. Okay, so the Gemara says now, "Midikatani v'hu omer ala mugmar." The Mishnah had to tell you this chiddush that he's going to make the bracha on the mugmar, that he's making bracha on the good smell, miklal de ik adif mine, and implies from the Mishnah that there was someone who should have been the one who was more chashiv to say the bracha, meaning a Talmid Chacham, was someone who was there, who should have said the bracha, and yet this person is still saying the bracha. The person who made the bracha on the wine is taking precedence over here. So Gemara says, now, Messiah the Rav, we skip the parentheses, Messiah the Rav, this Mishnah is supporting the Shita of Rav, the Amar Rav, Chiyah bar Rav, Shiyah Rav, Hanotel Yadav Tchila ba'achrona, one who washes his hands at the end of the meal, whom is man lebracha? He's the one who is designated to say the bracha of Birkas Hamazon. Okay, so since the honor of why Mashma went first, he's the one who begun the mitzvah. We're going to tell him that he should continue doing that mitzvah, even if there is someone who is greater, a greater Talmud Chacham or something like that. We allow him to have this mitzvah. Similar concept, we have this a lot, like in halacha, if a person say Tchilas Mitzvah Gomer Gomor, is a famous halacha. We say it by Slichos, that the person who leads the Slichos, the Chachila, should be the one who, if there's no presence of Eilos or whatever, that the person should lead the Shachris also. Because once you start the mitzvah, we tell him Gemara to do another mitzvah as well. Continue this Gemara now. Rabbi Chia Havuyase Kamed to Rabbi Besudasa. Rabbi Chia, we're in the presence of Rabbi at a meal. Amar Le, Rabbi Lerav. Rabbi said to Rav, Kum Mashachade, go wash your hands. Kazid Havimirtas. Rabbi Chia saw that Rav was so like blown aback by this statement. What happened over here? So Rashi says he thought that he was saying, like, your hands are dirty, go wash them. Like, he was so embarrassed by that. So, okay, so he says, Amar Le, Rabbi Chia said, no, Bar Pachasi. It's like a Lash Lasha, like Ben Gadolim. The Rashi says what it means. Like, you're the son of a Gadol. I am the Berachas Mazon Kamalach. No, he's telling you to review the Berachas Mazon because he wants you to lead the benching. So the very Chashiv Kibbutz he's giving you, don't worry, it has nothing to do with the fact that you, your hands are dirty. Okay, continues Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Yemel, Mema say Varchan al Reach. At what point can a person say the Bracha on a fragrance? So Gemara says, Meshatala Tim Rasa, from the point that the smoke starts to rise. So that's the point where you could start saying that, and it sounds like before you're not able to because you're supposed to make it as soon as you can before the Hana'a. Okay? That's interesting. I don't know exactly why you need this exact geder as opposed to just having it in front of you. Why do you have to ala timraso? I don't know, a little bit masupak about that. Meaning, why is it any different than a food that you have in front of you also, that you hold it and it's good enough? Gemara is about to quote this thing about holding it. Okay. At this point, he hasn't smelled it yet. So the Gemara says, Amr lei, he said back to Reb Zera, L'tamach, ha-motzi lechem in artz mevarech. A person says, Abrach ha-motzi. So he says it, when does he eat it? Before he eats the bread. V'halo achal, he didn't eat yet. As long as you're going to be eating, hachanami dait ruchah. So too over here, he's going to smell it. So therefore, you're allowed to make the bracha even before. Again, I'm not exactly sure what the sakavatari is. If the thing in front of you is something that you know is going to be smelling, it should be pashut, that it should be allowed to. And also, why do you need this gedar of mishala timrasa? Okay? Not exactly sure, but that's what the Gemara says is the gedarm. Amr Rav Chia Bereda, Rav Abba, Rav Nachmini, Amr Rav Chista, Amr Rav. Okay? V'amr Rav Chista, Amr Zairi. So all of the good smells, the incenses that you have, you say a bracha of bore atse besamim. Person who creates atse. Atse is wood besamim that of smell. So we're dafka praising Hashem for the wood in this situation. Okay, why? Because we're assuming that the wood itself is the source and the ikar point of the smell, and therefore we're praising Hashem for the wood that created the smell of this item that smells very good. So it says in Gemara that all the fragrances come from that. Chutz b'mushek shemen chaya hu, except for a type of musk, which is only from like an animal. It's from an animal, so therefore we don't make the bracha on that. Rather, shvarchala bore mine besamim, which is the classic bracha that you say on just literally who creates many types of besamim. That's the type of bracha that you would say. Just to clarify over here, when it comes to the brachas of mine besamim, the shahakol for mine besamim is bore mine besamim. That whenever you're not sure, whatever bracha, you're always yotze, because all you're saying is Hashem created smelly things, creates different species of smell, so therefore you're always yotze mine besamim. So whenever you're stuck, you should always make that bracha. But the Tosfos has a havamina, maybe you didn't say shahakol on a smell also. That we reject. But we assume that Boram Samam and Jastamazo, just important halara over here, lalacha, is the shahakol for our brachas. Either way, so the Gemara continues down. Mesivet. He asked the kasha though. Ein mevarchet borei atzei besamim ela bar prizma shel beis rabbi. Only say the borei atzei besamim, this specific bracha, on woods that of this type of balsam that was wood that was found in Rebbe. Obviously, very chashuv type of wood. Our first Moshe based case, also the Afar Simon, this balsam of wood found in the Caesar's house. Again, these are people who are very chashuv, who had these very chashuv smells. However, when it comes to the hadas that we have, you can make that bracha everywhere. So we see that what? We see that a regular case of smells should be borei atzei besamim, not borei. So the Gemara says, you're right, Tiyufta, this is actually a good kasha. Okay? So the Gemara has different kirsos, and the Rishonim have that halacha. It's not so clear whether we accept what we just said right now, the halacha, because the Rishonim have different kirsos, ayin in the halacha. Tinez Gemara, Amalei Rav Chista Rav Yitzchak, Hai Mishcha D'Afar Simon, this balsam oil, Mai Mevarchin Alav, what bracha do you say on it? Amalei, Achim Arvuda Borei Shemen Artzenu. Rabbi just said that we praise Hashem for giving us oil in our land. Okay, Amar Lei, he said to him, Rav Chista is back to Rav Yitzchak, Bar Minei, the Rav Yehuda, the Chavil Eretz Yisrael. No, I don't trust Rav Yehuda. He loved Eretz Yisrael so much, he's always going to try to tie the bracha back to Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, because Rav Yehuda was Gufa, the one who said before that it's Usher to go to Eretz Yisrael. We see that he still loved Eretz Yisrael, even though he held it was Usher to go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the Gemara continues. Either way, Lakule Alma Mai. What is the proper bracha for everyone else? Not someone who's biased and loves Eretz Yisrael so much. Amar Le'achim Rabbi Yochanan Borei Shemen Arev, that he creates the pleasant smell of oil. So Agav, over here, the oil that we're using is only for smell. You're not using it for anointing or any other purpose. Just important to point that out. That was the Gemara is discussing over here, and you're using it like you would for besamim to dafka enjoy the smell of this oil. Okay. So the Gemara is now to discuss different wood and the situation of the woods. The Gemara continues now. Amar Avada Bar Ava, Hai Karshata. Shirashi says it's the kosht. It's one of the many things in the 11 simanim in the Ketores. This was one of them. I don't know exactly which one it is, Lamaisa, and translated in English, but that's the one, Rashi is the kosht that we say in the Ketores. Mevarech lalav bore atzei besamim. To the bracha bore atzei besamim, because the smell is coming from the wood. Of a mishcha kivisha lo, if it is oil that's immersed in it, then not, because you're getting the oil is giving off the smell, and not the wood, not the wood. So rather you would say bore mine besamim on that. So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana, no, he argued that. Afila mishcha kavisha, even if it was an oil, that would still be good enough to say bore atzei besamim. Sorry, bore However, if it's ground to that point, it's no longer in its original form, and you wouldn't say the bracha bore etzem b'samim. And Nahardai Amr, they even argued on that one. Afilu mishchat china, even if it's ground up, even there they would argue and say that you can say the bracha bore etzem b'samim on that as well. Okay, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav, hi sam simlak. He says in terms of the jasmine, mevarchan bore etzem b'samim. He said the bracha of bore etzem b'samim. Amar Chinen, Amar Rav, hane chalife de yama. This is Shibolad Nered in the Ketores. Mevarchan alayu bore atze b'samim. A person says the bracha bore atze b'samim of those, and that's the correct bracha. The chiddush again of these two things is that even though they have like hard stalks, they're still not really wood. And there's chiddush here that we're still considering the word to say bore atze b'samim. So Gemara is going to have a proof of this. Amar Rav Zucha Mayakra, what's the pasuk that this is correct? The pasuk says v'yalsak agaga v'timna b'pishtei ha'etz. So this is a return to Rachav when she hid the two spies of Klal Yisrael when they came in the Psukim say that. So what happened? She brought them up to the roof. She hid them in the woods of flax. Now flax are referred to as wood over here, even though it's growing on the stalks. So too jasmine and this other thing from the Ketores, this other, the Shibolad Nered, since the both two are similar to the flax, so to them, you would say the bracha of Atzi B'Samim, because the Pasuk referred to them as wood in the Pasuk. Pishte ha'etz, referred to ha'etz. Okay. She's learning now. Rav Misharsha Arma, Misharsha says, hi, Narkum. Narkum. What is Narkum? So Rashi says it's some type of rose. Okay. The Genus Mevarchan Aleh Bore Atzi B'Samim. If it's from the garden type, then you say Bore Atze b'samim. Didavra bore isve b'samim. If it's from a wild type, then you'll say, Hashem says, isve is saying, praising Hashem for the herbs. Okay? And that's the bracha that you'll say on those because they have soft stems and therefore they're not considered like a real wood and you would say this other bracha. Amar Rav Sheshes, hane sigale. Violets. Mivarachin alayo bore isve b'samim. It's a bracha of bore isve b'samim. Amar Rav Zucha hayman demorach be'etroga o bechavusha. If someone's smelling an esrog or a quince, Omer shenasan reach tov beperos. You say the bracha that you are giving good fruit, good smell to fruit. So Tosfos would point out this is obviously only when you're having it for the purpose of the smell. If you're eating it, it just happens to have a delicious smell. Also, even though you're getting hana from the smell, it should be lechora that the bracha, I guess, on the echila is your ikur. So therefore, you don't need to make the bracha on the smell as well. If you're just taking it to smell it though, then you would make this bracha. One should not do this on sukkah. Just the ara now, nothing to do with the sukkah. You would say the bracha on esrog, but during sukkah itself though, since it's davar lehukah shemitzvah alechila. One should not be smelling the esrog on Sukkot. However, after Sukkot or before Sukkot, if you want to smell your esrog and see how nice it smells, you would say this bracha. Bracha tashan akun achalam, shenosan reach tov, papiros. Amar Rav Yehuda. Okay, Haiman Zafik Biyom Nisan, coming up soon, is during the days of Nisan, we're going to see Chazidin of the Mevavle, you see the tree starting to blossom. Omer Baruch, Shelo Chiser Ba'olam HaKlum, you didn't lack anything in the world. Ubarab Obrios Tovos, the Ilanos Tovos, and he gave us good creatures in the world and good trees. Lehisnaos ben kol bnei Adam. I'm pretty sure our nusach is lehanos behem. Okay, either way, so that's the nusach, and we to give the bracha for them. So just tahara, it's when they begin to blossom. Is lav dafk Nisan is the chachila time. If you don't find one in Nisan, then you're allowed to say it even afterwards, even in Iyar. At that point, off, I think even after potentially, but definitely Nisan lechachila do it in Nisan. If you can't, though, you could still say the bracha even in Iyar. How do I know that I make a bracha on the reach? I was just wondering why should be the shaila. We saw before that asr la damhanos b'lamazeb l'bracha. Why doesn't this fall into this category? Maybe that's only referring to achila. Okay, not sure. But either way, the Gemara has to quote a different pasuk that you make a bracha dafkan fragrance in shenemar kol hanesham atalaka. Let every soul praise Hashem. Eizu davar shenesham nehenes min avena gufner. And what's something that the neshama gets hana from and not the guf, not your physical body? Have omer zareach. The reach, it makes your neshama be male and not your guf. Okay. Once we were mentioning the statement of Rav Zucha in the name of Rav, we're mentioning other statements that Rav Zucha of Artuvia said in the name of Rav. The young men of Israel are going to have amazing smells come out of them. All right, Mezer Shem, Shiva Makuya. All the Shiva Bachram should smell amazing. Shinemar Yelcho Yonkosav Vehi Kazayas Hodovereach Lo Kavanon. The pasuk says he's going to come forth and his beauty is going to be like an olive tree and he's going to smell like Lebanon, like those beautiful smells of Lebanon or the trees of Lebanon. Another statement that he said, "Ma'idachsiv esa kol asa yafe beito." Everything is made in its time. Everything that's good is made in its time. Melamed shekol echad v'echad yafe l'kosh baruch hu who umnasu b'fanav. That a kosh baruch hu gave each and every person the specific work, whatever job he's supposed to be having in his life. That's going to be beautiful in his eyes. That's something that he's going to have Hana'a from. Rashi gives an example that a tanner, someone who's a borsi, smells terrible, but yet he enjoys it, because the Hashem needs everyone to do different things. Some people like computers, some people like math. Every person is supposed to, is doing a certain, and you would hate it. So a person is not a doctor and gets grossed out by it, and a doctor loves what he does. So everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person different talents and different abilities to make the whole world run perfectly. Amarav, Papa. And if someone is not enjoying what they're doing, maybe they should look into something else that they would feel more fulfilled from. Amarav, Papa, Hainu, Damre, Inshe. This is what people say. Tala le kora le davar acher. That you should hang a palm shoot on the pig, and then he's going to do what he does, he's going to get it all dirty. I don't exactly understand the mashal so much, that I guess the palm is very nice and clean, and he's going to make it all dirty, but that's what his tafkid is with this. I didn't fully understand the mashal, okay? But that's what the mashal of the Gemara says. Amar Zuzra Bar Tovia Marav, Avuka Kishnayim. So now again, we're saying the name of Rav Zutta Bar Tuvia and the name of Rav, that if a person goes out, there's an isser that a person can leilech yechidi balayla. We assume that there's mazikin, there's like harmful things at night. You're not supposed to walk out alone at night. So the Gemara says, if you're going with a torch, that is like two people. We're going to see what's the difference between two and three in a moment. Okay? Avuka kishnayim v'yereach chishlosha. And the moon is like, there's three people there. So Ibailo, the Gemara asks now, Ivoka kishnayim bahade didei, is it like two people together with him, meaning that the avuka counts as now he's two? Or Odilma Avuka Kishnayim Labar Minei Pididei. No, it means that there's two in addition to him, meaning that there's like three. So the Gemara says Tashma. We're going to bring a Raya. Vayireach Kishlosha. The Reach is like three. So obviously, then Iamret Bishlama Hadididei Shaper. If you want to assume that the first one meant that there's only two, then the Reach is saying there's a Chiddush. A Reach is even more. It's like there's three now. Eli Amret the Labar Minei. If you assume that the Avuka was like that, there's three. Then Arbalamali. So then why do I ever need a case of having four? For the case of the Yireach, that would mean that the Yireach would also have three besides for you, and that means that you're having four. So says Gemara, what's the difference between two and three anyway? The halacha came out, the achanira mazik, that if a person goes out at night, one person, the mazik is going to come out, and it's going to be like these harmful spirits, they're going to come and harm him. L'shnayim nir ve'ina mazik, two people, it's going to appear to them, it's not going to necessarily do harm. Obviously, it won't do the same level of harm, but it'll do something, because it's not good to go out even l'shnayim. However, shlosha eino nira kol ikar, three people, it doesn't come out at all. So that's the nafkamina. That if a vuka is like two or three, that's what we're wondering. Is it like three, there's mamish, nothing bad at all? Or two, it's still pretty bad, meaning it's not the best thing, and you should figure out a better situation than going out with an avuka. We see from here that an avuka is only like two people, meaning the total of two, and it's still not the best to go out with that. Shmamina, that is a good proof. Okay. And continue another statement in the name of Rav Tuvia, in the name of Rav, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Rav. It is better a person should put himself into a fire than what to embarrass his friend in public. We see how chomer this is. It's Yarag Valyavra Minalan Mitamar. From the pasuk when it comes to Tamar and Yehuda, she was taken out to be executed, and she didn't say, look, Yehuda did this, and he gave me all these things, and go ask him. Rather, she said it b'derech remez, as not to embarrass him, and if Yehuda didn't want to respond in the way that he did, she could have died. She would have died from this whole thing. So we see that it's better that a person should be yarag v'yavar and not do this. This is quoted halacha, seems to be like really halacha, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, and also according to Tosfos, not here, Tosfos maybe in Ksubas, or wherever this Gemara comes up. In Sota, I remember where the Tosfos is, but Tosfos asks, why isn't this less than in the three Yarag Vayavar? Tosfos says, this is from a drasha, so it's not the same level as the other three Yarag Vayavar. Tosfos clearly assumed that it has the same halachic ramifications, it's not listed in the list of three. However, the Rambam seems to understand that there's only a Midas Chasidus, this is not actually halach halamaisa, but either way, person should be extremely careful. We're saying that it's meaning the Rambam still says that it would be a maila for a person who would kill himself, but not a chiyav to not embarrass his friend in public. So a person should be extremely cautious about not embarrassing people ever. Obviously, kal v'chomer b'nei shalom kal v'chomer in public, we want to never embarrass his friend. Toner Rabbanan. Okay. Now going back to halachas of smells and fragrances and things of like Toner Rabbanan avil the fun of shemen v'hadas. If they brought before him oil and the hadas, beishamay omrim b'varach ala shemen v'varach b'varach. Again, we're talking about both have smells over here. So Beit Shammai says you first make the bracha on the shemen, on the oil, and then you make the bracha on the hadas. You make the bracha on the hadas first, and then you make the bracha on the shemen. What's the difference? Hadas is its in original form. However, the shemen, you had to do something to it, so therefore it's more chashuv to make the bracha on the hadas first, according to base Hillel. Yes. Okay. So now Amar Gamliel. Gamliel said, "Ani achria, I'm gonna follow that. I'm gonna tell you what the halacha is over here. Shemen zachid erechav zachin lasichas. So oil is more chashuv. How do I know this? Because you use it both for smells and you also use it for anointing oneself. So therefore, you should make the bracha first. Hadas the erechav zachid lasivas lazachid. But for a hadas tree, you only get benefit from its fragrance. You don't get benefit from anointing. Therefore, I think you should make the bracha on the shemen first. Amar Beochanan halacha kedivrei ha-machria. The halacha follows the halacha of the machria, which was Rama Gamliel, who said that we should follow Beit Shammai in this regard and do the shemen first and then the hadas. Rav Papa ikule ve Rav Huna braid of Ikar. Rav Papa came to the house of Rav Huna bar Ikar. Isu lekamayu shemen v'hadas. They brought from oil and the hadas. Shakal Rav Papa. Papa Baris Ahada Beresha. Papa made the bracha on the hadas first. Hadar Baruch Hashem. Only afterwards he made the bracha on the shemen. Amar Lei. Lo sever mar halachas like the machria. We paskin. Rabbi Yochanan paskin. The halacha is like the machria. You got it wrong over here. You did it out of order. So Amar Lei. Papa responded. Halachi Amar Rava. This Rava said to me. Halacha gebeis Hillel. No, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. We paskin like Beis Hillel, who said that one should make the bracha on the hadas first and then on the shemen. So the Gemara responds, "Veloi, no, that's not true. Rava never made this statement. Le'eshmuti nashehu da'avid." The Rava did this only to get himself out of it because he made a mistake. So this is very problematic. So the Gra takes out this whole girsa. It's very, Rav Papa is a tzaddik yisrodolam. He's going to come out of his way and make an excuse and make up something they didn't hear. However, Rashi clearly had this girsa. So I'm not exactly sure. We have to be matarits. What was Rav Papa doing? Maybe he just was stuck. He was sometimes when you're in a bond, you're not really thinking. And he was trying to defend himself. Maybe he thought he heard something and he tried to justify himself even though he made a mistake. Here's where now. Tanar Rabbanan, Nevil Ifneim Shemen Ve'yayin. If they prepare before him oil and wine, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ochez Hashemen Binu Avasayan Bismolo. Hold the oil in your right hand and you make hold the wine in the left hand. Because the bracha that you're making first is the one that you should hold in your right hand. You also should be holding this halacha maisa for brachas also. Whenever you're making a bracha, you should hold the item in your hand, your dafka right hand, when you're making that bracha. Mivarach al Hashem and v'choz mivarach al Yain. He says the bracha on the oil and then he says the bracha on the wine. Beisil al Omrim, Ochez the Yain bimin of Hashem and smala. You make the bracha first. Mivarach al Yain v'choz mivarach al Hashem. You hold the white wine in your hand first because you're going to first make the bracha on the wine and then you'll make the bracha on the Yain. V'tochel b'rosh Hashemash. And then, to get rid of the hand, the oil from your hand, you put it on the waiter's head. However, this person who's your waiter over here is a Talmud Chacham. Talk about kotel. You should smear the oil on the wall. It's not proper for a Talmud Chacham to be going out with this type of perfume that smells like this in the streets. Okay, Tadana or Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes related Bryce about this. Six things are not fit for a Talmud Chacham. A person should not go out with this type of perfume. So I was wondering, just stam, maybe a cologne, a deodorant is obviously for just to stop your perspiration, that's fine. But a cologne maybe would fall into this category. Ramam Hilchos Deos quotes this. I'm not sure if, and there's also Shaila Beged Isha and Lachora, though most men wear it. I'm not sure if they would film for the Talmud Chacham. Maybe they'd not be wearing cologne. Many Talmud Chachamim I know do, so I'm not exactly sure if there would be such a hakpadav. Ayatze Yechidi Balayla. He should not go out alone at night. Not go outside with these patched shoes. Sounds like they're not covered. Don't speak to a woman in the market. Don't eat a meal with these Amiratim, these people who don't learn Torah and they're not respectful. Don't be the last one to come to Beis Medrash. Don't walk very quickly in these. Right? They're showing you, okay, whatever, see in a minute why you can't do that. And do not walk around in a standing upright position like you're showing her the boss of the world. Gemara's going to continue and then discuss all these. Ayat Shavu Vosam Lashuk. Says Gemara, analyzing the first case. This only applies to a place where people are afraid of Mishkav Zachar if have relations with men. Amar of Sheshes, lo Amran el Bibigdo. And this only lacha of where it's usher is wearing it on the clothing, because that's the reason you're wearing it, okay? Ava begufa zeh me'amrelei. So this was what I was saying before, that if you're wearing it just to get rid of your perspiration, there's no shayla. However, if you're wearing it on your clothing, that'd be more of an issue. That's why I'm wondering, our deodorants for sure aren't a shayla. However, the shayla might be for actual cologne. Amar of Papa usara kibigdo dami. Rav Papa said that hair is the same thing as clothing and it's usher. However, amrelei, some say kigufa dami, that it's the same as body and would be mutter, a shayla about whether you can put it in your hair or not with regards to this perfume, this cologne. Balayla can't go out by himself at nighttime. Mishum chshada, we're afraid, is going to lead to suspicion. People are going to think that he's doing things that are usher. However, if he doesn't have a set time to learn with his Rebbe at that time, if he has a shir to go to or something like that, everyone knows that he's going to learn, so then there's no shaylas. You shouldn't go outside with these patched shoes. It's not befit. It's not good for a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't look good to go outside these patch shoes. They don't look nice. Any Barabakia Barafi Nafik Rabakhi Barafi walked out with these patch shoes. Am Rabzutra Rina Mahman Bitalai Al Gabi Talai. He when is it not shayach to wear them is when it's a patch atop a patch. It really looks like they're broken, these not good shoes. However, one patch might be mutter. Bilom Renal Bepanta. When do we say this? There's only when it's the top part of the shoe where everyone could see it. However, Biglida Laislam Ba, if it's the sole of the shoe, then it's just covered and no one could see it, so then it's totally fine. Bepanta Lom Renal Beurcha. When did we say that it's on the top part of the shoe is usher? Only when you're going on the road. It's not like a marasayan that you can even do in Chadri Chadurim. In your house, there's no issue. That's only in turn in the summers. Because you're going to be muddy and or rain, and therefore it's not going to be shaykh to see them on the shoes. And again, the only problem is a Talmud Chacham has to dress appropriately and be mechubad. She didn't talk to a woman in the street. Even with his wife. People are going to assume, Rashi points out, that people are going to assume that this is a zona that he's talking to. Even if they don't necessarily know what your wife is, so they're going to think that you're a zona. That the woman he's talking to was a zona. Tamna v'hachi, afilu ishtu, afilu bito, even your wife and your children, your daughter, afilu yachoso, even your sister, fishina kobekin, mikravas, no one knows who they are, shouldn't be talking to anyone. People are going to start making fun of him and saying that he's not doing appropriate things. Okay? Why duma asin mushuk basrayu? Don't sit with amiratzim because maybe you'll be convinced by what they have to tell you, chas v'shalom, go off the derech. Don't go last into the base medrash. Why not? Mishum dekarle poshea. People are going to think, Rashi says, poshea here means lazy. You know, look at the bum who's coming 11 a.m. to the base medrash, even if you had something. It's not shayach to go to the base medrash like at that hour. Don't walk these large steps. Why? It's not healthy. Okay? It takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. What's the takana? La hadre bekidusha deve shimsha. He's putting the Kiddush wine, he can drink the Kiddush wine. Some understand that maybe you could put the Kiddush wine on your eyes. So I think maybe that's the source for doing a Havdalah. We do by Havdalah to put the wine on our eyes as a Segula. Maybe it comes from the Mekoresh, from this Gemara. V'alya halach v'makos zekufa, don't walk with standing upright. Amarav, amahala, damarmar, v'makos zekufa, filo amramos, keilu dochek rag l'shchina, as if you're pushing away Hashem. You know the whole world is full of Hashem, you should have a nova. And if you don't have a nova, that's a terrible thing. And you're showing that this haughtiness, that you don't believe Hashem is keilu running the world, so you should not be doing that. And that's passed in the Shulchan Aruch said, that each person should not be walking as a kumat kufa. I remember when the Chavetz Chaim was walking out, one of the things I really noticed how humble he was like bent over and walking straight when that one video that came out with him. We see a person should have a nova in general, realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us wherever we walk, and not to walk and be haughty and gaivadik. Okay, Adkan for today.